yeah. Bay City Dutchman there doing one called the Baby Doll Polka. And with that, we say vitam vas and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now. This is Dennis Swatek here. How's everybody doing out there? Here it is, 2006. Already a month into it. And getting back into the swing of things. Holidays are over. And finally things are starting to settle down around here. So I'm back for another year doing the polka shows. Hopefully a little more frequently. But we'll do what we can, you know. Anyway, got some great music for you. Got a lot of really kind of rare, neat stuff. I hope you enjoy it. And like I said, started things off there with the Bay City Dutchman. Doing one called the Baby Doll. And I have, for some reason, over the past couple of months, I've gotten tons of emails about the Bay City Dutchman. I don't know what the deal is, but two or three different people have emailed me wanting to know if I knew people from the Bay City Dutchman or had any of their older recordings. So got some Bay City Dutchman fans out there, so I hope you guys enjoyed that. And we're just going to get on back into the music now. And I'm going to start this next set off, and want to dedicate these next two songs to the memory of Julius Meagle, who, from what I remember, I think was one of the original members of the Bill Mraz Orchestra, and I think played with them the entire time they were together. Julius Meagle was a saxophone player in the Bill Mraz Orchestra and passed away this past December. And I want to thank Glenn Lacina for letting me know about that. I did see that on one of the TexCzech genealogy Yahoo groups as well. So, you know, thoughts to his family, and I'm sure he had a great long life and a hell of a saxophone player and a hell of a band. So anyway, we're going to start things off here and play these in the memory of Julius. Here's the Bill Mraz Orchestra doing one called the Polish Waltz Number 3.
śpiew. Mać mnie nechat spać, gdyś se prawodziem. Mać mnie milować, gdyś se prawodziem. Mać mnie milować. We'll be right back.
Chiara domani le ramgalane Chiara domani spi a mojna ne spi a mojna mie ne slishi moje potešenji spi a nebo ne spi a možna mje ne sliši moje potešenji. Osedlam. A ja sam, vždycky sam, své koničky osedlam. Své koničky ošíruju, mou mařenku pomiluju. A ja sam, vždycky sam, své koničky osedlam. Děvčatko má modré oči má, přivezla k nám včeraj do mlýna dvě míry ječmena. Přivezla k nám včeraj do mlýna dvě míry ječmena. Poprosila mlýnaře, aby jí nic nedal, že mu dá za každou mirtičku pak dlouhou hubičku. Že mu dá za každou mirtičku pak dlouhou hubičku. дівчатко, ма модре очима. Привезла к нам вчера й домлина две мири ячмена. Привезла к нам вчера й домлина две мири ячмена. Попросила млинаже, аби ніц не дав, že mu dá za každou mirtičku pak dlouho hubičku. Že mu dá za každou mirtičku pak dlouho hubičku.
Smooth. Well, it's so smooth. Harry Zarnik and the Texas Dutchman out of Houston doing the trumpets and clarinets polka. And that is from a very rare cassette that I got from John Andrashek before he passed away. He donated a lot of his recordings to me. And that's from a cassette. I think it's called One More Time, but it was recorded up in Omaha, Nebraska, at a polka festival up there, recorded live, and that's one of the, by far one of the best sounding live recordings I've ever heard. The mix is perfect. You hear all the instruments, and it's just a great cassette. I don't even know if it's in production anymore. I think it's probably out of print, But you might ask Harry if you see him, ask him about that, because that's a great great tape. Anyway, let's go back and backtrack. See what we just heard. We started things off, like I said, Bill Mraz Orchestra doing the Polish Waltz number 3. And followed that up with another Bill Mraz number, the Loveless Polka. And I tried to feature a couple of numbers that really showcased saxophones in honor of Julius Meagle. Right after that, a couple by the Joe Patek Orchestra, the Cloverleaf Polka and the Dreamland Waltz. And again, I want to thank Glenn Lacina for sending me a CD of Joe Patek 78s. That actually came from a cassette that Leroy Matoka had made for Glenn years ago, from Leroy's own personal collection of 78s, and then Glenn was kind enough to copy those for me, and a lot of neat, really rare stuff on there I'd never heard before. And you know, I was thinking about the Patek really did not release that much music. They had maybe about 5 or so albums, I think, and I don't know how many 78s, probably 7 or 8 at the most, and a few 45s on TNT, but they really didn't release that much music. And to still come across, there are like 5 or 6 songs on this CD that I'd never heard before, and that's kind of like, you know, finding some buried treasure to me, when you can find something that rare to, after all these years, to pop its head out of the sand. I think that's pretty cool. So I hope you enjoyed that. Right after that, a couple, some kind of unique, a little big band polka music there. And I want to thank Dan Kahanek from here in Taylor for making me a copy of these. A couple by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra, the Clarinet Polka and the Ulida Polka. And those just really, really swing. I really enjoy those. Those are really cool. And then some more very special music that Dan Kahanek made for me. This is some music by a guy named Danny Drozd, and Danny lives here in Taylor. I've never met him that I know of. When I was reading on the internet, Danny, before, if y'all remember, those of you here in the Taylor area, that Michael Craig used to do the polka show on KTAE before that radio station was bought and sold. Apparently, Danny used to do the polka show before Michael Craig took it over. And he would not only do the polka show, play, you know, polka records, but also bring his accordion in from time to time and play live on the radio. Anyway, this is some home recordings that I think Dan asked Danny Drozd to make for him. You can even hear on some of the recordings either a reel-to-reel or a, you know, a little handheld cassette player being turned on. And these are like one-of-a-kind, you know, homemade recordings that Danny Drozd made for Mr. Connick, and he was, again, kind enough to pass these on to me. And that is some fantastic accordion playing. I would like to get together with Danny sometime and maybe do a project together, because he is a fantastic accordion player. Anyway, we heard Looking for My Sweetheart Waltz, and Aya Sam, of course, and Who Is That Blue-Eyed Girl Waltz. And then, like I said, we wrapped it up with Harry Czarnik doing the Trumpets and Clarinets Polka. So that's our first set in the books. Here comes the second set. I'm going to start things off. Here's a little live music from probably about 1985, 1986, back when I was just a wee lad, about 20 years old. Here's me, along with Papa Joe Zetka and the rest of the Bobby Jones Orchestra, doing one called the Red Raven Polka.
Thank you. Sokani za veseli kalju ste kvanči. Žrebi bila troška duži, tebi vipić smeci. Sokani za veseli kalko kavani. Žrebi bila troška duži, tebi bila u vani. Hansuči, hansuči, do samego rano. Hansuči, hansuči, do samego rano. Hansuči, hansuči, do samego rano. Hansuči, hansuči, do samego rano.
Yeah. полика на водичку.
You just got to swing it sometimes, you know it? The legendary one and only Adolph Hoffner there doing one called Does My Baby Love Me? Yes, Sir! And the more I hear that, the more I want to do that with our band. So I think we may be working that one into some of our performances. Hell, we may even record it. That's just, that is such a hot number. I love the lyrics. I love the song. It's got a lot of room for solos and things like that. It's just a great number. So who knows, you may hear us doing that someday. Second set in the books. Let's go back and recap it. We start things off, like I said, with the Bobby Jones Orchestra doing one called the Red Raven Polka. Right after that, the Checkmates out of the Dallas area from another rare cassette I'd never seen before called 20th Anniversary Live. So a little more live music from a band called the Checkmates doing the Red Rose Waltz. Central Texas Sounds doing the Lazy Farmer Waltz. Right after that, Leroy Reebok's Swinging Orchestra out of Yoakum area doing the Good Morning Polka. The Rano Ranichko. The Harvesters out of Dallas, used to be the Czech Harvesters, doing the Wedding Waltz. A nice little Polish fiddle there. I don't have the slipcase in front of me. I can't remember the guy's name who was sitting in with them on that cassette, but I will put it up on the text page. But that's some nice little Polish fiddling waltz there. Jerry Heisler and the Melody Five out of Seton doing the Mountain Valley Waltz. And then one of my favorites, I love this song, I love this particular version, the Leo Majak Orchestra doing the Blue Eyes Polka. And then we wrapped it up with a couple by Adolf Hoffner at the Spring, which I've said this before, just my personal opinion. I think that particular song right there is probably the most beautiful polka or waltz, not just song, but version, period, that I've ever heard. I mean, if I had a putting together a top 10, I mean, that would be number one. That song, right? Not just that song, but that version right there by Adolf Hoffner is at the top of the list. That is so gorgeous. You know, the chord changes and just the way it just kind of, like a spring, just kind of lifts along. You know, it just takes its time, just kind of cruises down the stream, and it's just a perfect version. And right after that, Adolf Hoffner again, like I said, doing Does My Baby Love Me Yes Say. So we're going to wrap it up. That's it for January, February. We'll be back in March with another show. Hope you enjoyed it. If you get the chance, come see us again. Check out the schedule. We're going to be back at the Taylor SP Hall in March. And until then, not much going on. Working on the recording. That's going to be coming out pretty soon. I'm really getting geared into that, so it will be happening. So hope everybody has a safe and happy whatever, you know, winter. We got some rain today on the January 28th. How about that? It's only been about, 2 months or so. And some real hard, heavy rain. Couldn't believe it. So it must be a good sign. Things to come. So I'm going to get on out of here. One last song. I'm going to dedicate this one to my brother Joel. Yesterday was 3 years ago since he left us. And, you know, damn it, I still miss him. But you know, I don't have any bad feelings. He's, you know, I have nothing but good thoughts. And like I told my mom, I said I'd been thinking about it all week, knowing that this day was coming up. And then when I actually got here on yesterday, I didn't even think about it until after lunch. So it just, you know, it doesn't bother me anymore. And I think about him every single day, but, you know, I always think good things. So, Joey, you know, I think there actually is beer in heaven. We'll find out someday, but anyway, I'm gonna play this one for him. This kind of fits in with his philosophy, my philosophy, and one of the bands we used to go see all the time down at Liberty Lunch in Austin, Brave Combo. So until next time, everybody take care, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.
That's why we drink it here. And when we're all gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. In heaven there is no wine,
no wine.
So we drink till we feel fine. And when we leave this all behind, our friends will be drinking all the wine. Here. And we drink ourselves full of beer to help us when we deal with the fear. Heaven. but there are